KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And it's partly cloudy to cloudy here in Atlantic, 67 degrees. We look for scattered showers this morning. And then again later today, a high of 84. Radar shows most of the light showers have moved off well off to the east. Just a few smattering of clouds that are producing a few raindrops here in the western Iowa. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In Southwest Iowa News, the Creston Police Department reports the arrest late Monday morning of 58-year-old Crystal Van Brunt of Orient. Van Brunt was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a forgery charge. She was later released on a $5,000 bond. Well, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce hopes you'll lend a hand and help to make the city rag-bri ready beginning July the 6th at 9 a.m. Starting at the Atlantic City Park, individuals will walk the route through town, picking up trash, spraying and pulling weeds, sweeping off road shoulders, and so on. Trash bags, trimmers, Roundup, shovels, rakes, and so on will be needed. Participating people and businesses that donate their time and or products will be mentioned on Around Atlantic, Atlantic Rag-Bri, and the Atlantic Chamber Facebook pages. If you can help or and or donate items, contact Nick Harris at nicholasj7@yahoo.com or call 402-981-8876 or message Around Atlantic on Facebook. The City of Council Bluffs and the Iowa West Foundation have decided to cancel LustFest 2019 due to recent flooding. The festival is normally held during the Memorial Day weekend to help kick off summer. In April, it was moved to Labor Day weekend and hoped the park would be dry by then. But with the summer's projected Missouri River levels, officials have decided to call off the festivities altogether. In place of LustFest, the city is working on planning a different community-wide celebration to be held at Bayless Park over the Labor Day weekend, but details have yet to be released. Produce growers who want to get their water tested can do so for free thanks to an effort by the Produce Safety Team at Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, which is providing 5 drop-off dates at locations across the state. The first local date is today from 4 until 6 p.m. in Atlantic. Another local pickup is scheduled for July 23rd in Atlantic. Now, cups are available for pickup locally at the Cass County Extension Office in Atlantic from now until 4:30 this afternoon. You can drop them off at the Atlantic Farmers Market and the Orscheln Farm and Home parking lot today from 4 until 6 p.m. Rural growers can get a head start on knowing what's in their water before regulations take effect. Some producers are required to have their water tested depending on the size of the operation and source of the water in order to comply with the Federal Food Safety Modernization Act. Others may wish to test their water as a precaution in case there are any issues. Since testing is limited in rural areas, Iowa State Extension and Outreach is sending test cups to county extension offices and farmers markets across the state. Producers should use 1 cup per water source and can submit multiple cups if they have multiple water sources. You must follow all collection directions, being sure to mark the time on each sterile cup and delivering the cup to a drop-off location within 3 hours. Members of the on-farm produce safety team will receive the samples of the drop-off locations and return them to the ISU lab in Ames. Testing and results will be completed in about a week's time. Growers who use public and municipal water do not need to do this test, and growers do not need to belong to a farmer's market to drop off samples, and growers from any county are welcome to use the service. A 3-hour delivery of collected samples is critical. Additional detailed information will be provided to growers when they pick up the cups at the extension office. For more information, you can visit the on-farm produce safety team online or call 515-294-6773. Iowans have a new tool to look up information on their drinking water wells. Researchers at the University of Iowa have built an interactive online map for residents, engineers, and well drillers. U of I engineering professor David Swartney helped design the map so users can see how deep wells are dug and look for testing results on nitrates, bacteria, and arsenic.
We've been testing for those for some time, and you know, can we get that data out there so people can see it, understand what's been collected historically, and help that to inform decisions about where wells might go or maybe not want to go.
The well forecasting system is now available on the website of the U of I's Hydroscience and Engineering program.
That's a win-win. That's a very useful benefit from this site, is not just to inform drillers, but also help agencies figure out, here's where we could use a little more information. Why don't we now, based on the historical record, go prioritize in that area?
It's estimated 300,000 Iowans rely on private wells for their drinking water. Free testing for the potential contaminants is available through the Iowa Department of Public Health. With all Wallace Foundation and ISU Research and Demonstration Farms will hold a field day on July the 18th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the ISU Research Farm near Lewis. The field day will feature the latest information on crop production and crop management practices. The event is free and open to the public, and CCA credits will be applied to those who are in attendance. This year's program will begin with an informal gathering at 9 o'clock on July 18th with Dr. Daniel Robison, ISU Dean of Agriculture and Life Sciences. Guest speakers will begin at 10 a.m. that day. Dr. Aaron Hodgson, Associate Professor, ISU Entomology, will discuss soybean insects and soybean gall midge. Dr. Chad Hart, Associate Professor, Grains Marketing Specialist, will give his best understanding of today's markets and how to help incorporate them into your grain marketing plan. And Dr. Lee Tang, Associate Professor of Agriculture Engineering, will present on the global status of robotic weeding. Free lunch will be served at noon that day, and weather permitting, a tour of a gall midge test plot will take place following lunch. Now, the Armstrong Research Farm is located about 12 miles southwest of Atlantic off Highway 6, and then south on 525th Street, eastward on Hitchcock Avenue. And for more information, you can contact the Wallace Foundation at 712-769-2650. The sheriff's deputies in Page County on Monday arrested 46-year-old Kyle Lee Woldruff. The rural Clarinda man was taken into custody at the Page County Courthouse on a Page County warrant for failure to appear in court. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a $100 cash bond. Four Glenwood residents were arrested on separate charges over the past 4 days in Glenwood. The Glenwood Police Department reports 52-year-old Sherry Harvey was arrested Saturday for public intoxication, second offense, and 32-year-old Ryan Miller was arrested Saturday for OWI, first offense. On Friday, Glenwood police arrested 29-year-old Thomas Cash for driving while barred, and 27-year-old Samantha Teagarten was arrested for driving while revoked. Each of those individuals have since posted either a cash or surety bond and were released. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.